Joining us this morning is Rita Campbell from the Lorain County Chapter of the American Red Cross. Good morning, Rita. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
You're in today to talk about the Red Tie Affair.
I am.
Previously known as Wine About Chocolate, and before that, if people ever remember, just the Red Cross Chocolate Festival. So this is kind of a sort of a changing kind of an event. Talk a little bit about this. This is coming up a week from yesterday, next Thursday, March 21st at the Spitzer Conferencing Center, right?
Right, on March 21st. This is a change in title. It's still the Wine About Chocolate Festival, but we did change the name. It is called the Red Tie. We've added some different things and also some surprises. One of the things that's a little bit different this year is we have a VIP reception and dinner that starts at 5. And we have included, there's a little French restaurant over in Vermilion called Chez Francois. And Matthew Mars, the proprietor, he is coming to the VIP reception at 5:30. He's going to do a tour de France of French wines and do a wine presentation and also a consultation. So, and then there's a dinner right after that. The general event starts at 6. We have all kind of local wineries, Kling, Schoen, Mattis, Paper Moon, Quarry Hill, Vermilion Valley. They're all going to be there. Some fine restaurants. You know, the Strip Steakhouse in Avon, Nemo's Grill, Heinen's, Trader Joe's is going to be there. We're having a lot of great vendors come for tasting of wines, foods, and chocolates.
I'm just sort of absorbing that right now.
You look like you're in a coma.
Well, there's
just
a little bit of
about
all
it.
Of that kind of a little salivating, kind of thinking about all the different foods and those different restaurants which I've been to, which are all really great places. But this is kind of the way to see it all together, and it's really for a good cause. This helps out what part of the Red Cross?
Well, this it definitely goes 100% to the Lorain County Chapter Disaster Relief. So all of the incidents that we respond to, which is about 100 a year, right here, local disaster, this is what that supports, is it stays local.
This includes like a lot of those times where we hear people's houses get burned because of a fire, mm-hmm. and there's always somebody from the Red Cross there almost right after the firemen come. Person for the Red Cross is there to see what can be, how they can help.
Absolutely. And that happens about 100 times a year, believe it or not, right here in our county. If there's any large incident, you know, like when there was the gasoline leak in Wellington Township, we were there opening shelters. Hurricane Sandy, for our area, we had a warming station and two overnight shelters. And we also provide support to the first responders. For instance, a large fire that had just happened, and it was a really freezing cold day, and it was so freezing that this was at Green Circle Growers, remember? That
right,
just
sure.
happened. It was a horrible evening, but we came out in the middle of the night, like the firefighters, and they were so freezing cold that their gloves froze around the form of the hose. And when they came back to our warming station, you know, we took care of them, got them warmed up, hydrated, and ready to go back out to continue what they needed to do.
When you talk about a warming station, can you kind of describe what that is? Is it some like a tent or something that gets set up, or what exactly
is
it?
Well, it depends on the size of the operation. Now, we have a trailer that we pull. It's a recovery trailer, and in a way, I don't know how to describe it, sort of like it looks like one of those moving trailers that you would see like at the county fair,
okay.
where they would serve food out of it. That has a heater in it, and then we also have the capacity to be able to do refreshments in there. Now, that would be for a small one. For a big one, we have this item called a Zimbro, and it's this huge, huge blow-up tent, and in it we can immediately set up a shelter or whatever we need there. So it's portable.
Knowing how we do with tents, I'd hate to be the guy that has to roll that up at the end of the thing. I mean, there must be some technique, obviously, or there's three guys, like it is around here, they say, oh, we can handle it, because if there's too many people involved, the corners don't get folded right, and it doesn't quite put together. But obviously, over time, you kind of get practice for something
Absolutely.
Like this. I'm curious, though, how the Red Cross gets alerted by some event that happens like this.
Well, sure. We work hand in glove with Homeland Security, our emergency management director, Tom Kelly. So if it's something on that scale, he alerts us and lets us know that the Red Cross services are needed. If it's a fire, the incident commander or fire chief calls us and asks us to come because they know the family will need our services. We do not go to any incident unless we are asked by a higher authority to come and provide Red Cross services.
Okay, so someone's requesting your service. They've already
yes.
assessed whether or not the Red Cross is going to be needed
yes.
at that event. And many of those people that come, if not all of them, are mostly volunteers for the most part.
They are. We have a staff of 80 volunteers, and they are just not anybody's. They are devoted, they're dedicated, and our training is on a professional level. They, of course, are not charged for it, but they receive certifications and high level of training, not only in providing these immediate services, but also in disaster relief counseling as well.
Wow. Now, I've known in the past, it always seems like maybe, and I don't want to put the, it seemed like maybe older retired people, some people who have more time to develop for something like this, or do you have a wide range of folks that are these volunteers that come and help out?
Well, we do have retired folks. We also have people that do work full-time jobs as well. And a good example of that is our disaster chairman. When he was working full-time at the post office, he devoted himself to being a Red Cross volunteer. And it's, and you go on a call sheet. So if you have a particular month on a particular day that you are on call, that's what you are responsible for. If you're not able to do it that month, then you let us know and say, this month I'm not going to be able to be on call. So there's different levels of involvement. It's not like it's every week, 24 hours a day. So
Are you still looking for volunteers? I mean, are you always in need of more?
Oh, we definitely are. We just started this this great new internet processing of our volunteers. It's called Volunteer Connection. So if you go on our website, www.redcross.org/oh/Elyria, there is information there where you can how you can sign up to be a Red Cross volunteer. We are looking to have more people to be involved because, as you know, the need keeps getting greater and greater, and it's never a question if disaster is going to happen. It's just a question of when. So we are always striving to be ready and to have people that are top-notch to be able to assist.
And it's good to get the volunteers. And, of course, other things that the Red Cross is involved with is a lot of the training that goes along. You have different classes through different things. Everything from, like, what CPR to even babysitting things. If you still have those babysitting
we do. We have the babysitting, the first aid, CPR, aquatics, and then we also do emergency communications to our armed forces. I know that this is something that, you know, you may hear World War II veterans say, well, the Red Cross brought me back home when my dad was passing. We still do that. And we also do international tracing. So, for instance, if you had a family member in, let's say, Colombia, and there was like a big landslide, and you were not able to contact them, we do international tracing as well. And, you know, the classic blood services, we do collect blood as well.
Are we in, I was going to say, in need, we're always in need of blood.
Oh, I know.
But I haven't had or have seen a lot of sort of a demand need or whatever that going out there, so maybe... it's not a time to forget to give because there's always the you're always out there collecting blood and people can actually, you know, find locations for that too. Right?
Yes. So not only individuals, we would love to have be able to, you know, donate blood. There's an Avon Donation Center in Avon right on the corner of 83 and 254. But also we are looking for companies that would be interested in doing a blood drive. Because this is huge because it's very convenient for the employee. They can do it right there, maybe during a lunch hour or a break, and we would come right there to the organization to do that.
Of course, the big event you have coming up next Thursday are the Red Tie Affair. You don't need to wear a red tie, right?
Well, we would like you to wear red. All you don't have to. It's casual, business casual attire, you know, like it has been in previous years with the wine about chocolate. But if you do wear red, that of course supports the
I would
event.
Wear more of a burgundy or maybe some Merlot kind of.
I think you could wear what you have on today.
Because, you know, with the wine, you never know the color that you have for something. But it's the big event again. Tell, again, people want to get tickets for this because I know this event kind of sells out pretty quickly.
Well, yes, it does. And it's going to sell out even faster when I tell you this. Our in-kind gifts for our auction and raffle are phenomenal. We have a one-week stay in North Carolina on oceanfront property, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths. We have another one in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. It's on the penthouse floor. That's 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 6 indoor-outdoor pools, plus it's right on the ocean. But here is the biggest one of all. You know how those Indians tickets sold out in 6 days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We have four opening day tickets, box seats, parking passes, and the eligibility to go into the Terrence Club.
Wow.
Yeah, that is just one of the auction items. And we've got more stuff, orchestra tickets at Severance Hall, dinners, some artwork by a known artist here in the area, Todd Seschel. I don't know if you know that guy. He's phenomenal. He's donating some. And then a necklace from Vandermark Jewelers. You know that golf course, Red Tail?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to go there and golf for four? I mean, this is just going to be an incredible evening, general event, $35. Where else can you go to get that kind of bang for your buck?
And it's at the beautiful Spitzer Conference Center, which they call a conference center. But when they make an event like this, they transform that place as well.
And they do. And the VIP, that's $75, and that's going to be in the brand new culinary art area, culinary art school. If you have not seen that, it is absolutely gorgeous. And then, as you know, Ben and Jay Norton had a big hand in sponsoring that.
Yeah, and again, it's the wine about the I was going to go through the whole thing without getting the old name on it, but the Red Tie Affair for the benefiting the Lorain County chapter of the American Red Cross. If people want tickets, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Well, you can call the chapter, and it is 324-2929. That's a very easy number to remember because our address is 2929 West River Road North, just a little bit north of the mall. So the quickest way is to either call or come by. And if you would like to email, you may do that as well. And it would be rita.campbell@redcross.org. So either way you go, please come. It's going to be a really fun evening.
Well, Rita Dot Campbell's been our guest this morning. Rita Campbell, the executive director for the Lorain County Chapter of American Red Cross. Thanks for stopping in this morning, and good luck with your event next Thursday.
Absolutely.